ministry together.
耶稣又用比喻对他们说，天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席，就打发仆人去请那些被招的人来赴席，他们却不肯来。王又打发别的仆人说，你们告诉那被招的人，我的宴席已经预备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来赴席。那些人不领就走了，一个到自己田里去，一个做买卖去，其余的拿住仆人，凌辱他们，把他们杀了。王就大怒，发兵除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。于是对仆人说，喜宴已经齐备，只是所招的人不配，所以你要往岔路口上去，凡遇见的都招来赴席。那些仆人就出去到大路上，凡遇见的无论善恶都招聚了来，宴席上就坐满了客。王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的，就对他说，朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？那人无言可答。于是王对死患的人说，捆起他的手脚来，把他扔在外边的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。好，我们就读到这里。在彼得，下一处是彼得前书二章二十节。
The scripture is 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 20 to 20.
我们翻到彼得前书二章二十节的后半部分。我们从二十节的后半部分读到二十五节。
Now let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20, the B part of verse 20 to 25.
好，我们一起来读。但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。好，我们圣经就读到这里。
That concludes our scripture reading.
好，我们有一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你救我们，你恩召召我们。
You saved us and calling us using your gracious call.
好，实在不是因着我们有什么好。
Not because how good we are.
是因着你向着我们的爱。
Just because of your love toward us.
你在创世以前就定下的要拯救我们的旨意。
And this will that you predestined before the creation of the world.
好，愿你的旨意来向你的儿女们来显明。
May you reveal your will to your children.
好，开我们心中的眼睛，让我们看见你的恩召有何等的指望。
And open our inner eyes to see how that a great hope that we have in your gracious calling.
叫我们能够站立起来，能够来快跑来跟从你。
So that we can rise and run to follow you.
好，能够跟从你走这条蒙召的路。
To follow you on this path of calling.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
最近我们造就组在读四世纪。
Now, recently my Bible study group, the disciple group, has been reading the book of Judges.
四世纪第十章记载了有一个士师叫做雅尔。
Now in chapter 10 of Judges, it records a judge named Jael.
他有三十个儿子，
三十座城。
He had 30 sons and 30 towns.
所以一个儿子管一座城。
One son rules a town.
他还有三十匹驴驹。
He also had 30 donkeys.
四世雅尔在世上是何等的发达。
Now, how prosperous Jael was in this world.
可是他为神家做了什么？
But whatever what he has brought to the house, what he has done to the house of God.
他为神家的儿女带来了什么祝福？
What blessings has he brought to the house of God, children of God?
圣经上却没有一句记载。
There's no records in the Bible.
士师是蒙神所召出来带领神的百姓的。
A judge is someone called by God to lead his people.
可是雅尔的一生所记载下来的不过都是世上的享受，世上的亨通。
But all that is recorded about Jael in his life is nothing more than worldly prosperity.
在神召他做士师的旨意上，他是毫无痕迹，一片空白。
So there's no trace or evidence of God calling him to be a judge. It is completely blank.
今天我们都是蒙召之人。
Now today we are all those who are called.
在希伯来书九章十五节
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 15,
他就是耶稣基督做了新约的中保既然受死赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪过便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业
For this reason, Christ is the mediator of the new covenant.That those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant.
所以凡是接受耶稣基督宝血的救赎。
So whoever accepts the salvation of Jesus' precious blood.
得着所应许的宝贵的属天的产业的人。
And receives the promised eternal inheritance.
就是蒙召之人。
That is the one who are called.
就是我们这些蒙召之人。
That is us. We are called.
那我们这些蒙召之人，我们走过地上的一生。
So, when we lived all the lives on earth,
人会纪念我们什么呢？
What will people remember us?
如果只是想到的是某某人，他有三十座豪宅。
So if that comes to mind is just so and so had 30 mansions.
他有三十辆豪车
30 luxury cars
他的孩子都是每个人有一个公司人人都是 CEO
And each one of his children has their own company All of them are CEOs
但是这个人他身上有多少基督的生命
But how much Christ's life are in him
他带给他的孩子有什么属灵的传承
What kind of spiritual inheritance that he has given to his children
他给神家带来了什么祝福
？What blessings that he has brought to the house of God？
没有人能够说得出来。
Nobody can tell。
那这个人在地上的一生是浑浑噩噩的走过。
That person's life on earth was just a pass through in a daze, without purpose or direction。
他所拥有的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
What he has possessed, what he has owned, is just labor and sorrow, and it is soon cut off。
他一生劳苦，却没有什么是可以存留的。
He labored all his life, but there is nothing that remains.
我们既然是蒙召之人，
so even since we are all the ones who are called,
神向着我们每一个人都有属天的呼召。
God has a heavenly calling for each one of us.
我们知不知道神在我们身上的呼召？
Do we know that heavenly calling on us?
我们有没有活在这个呼召之下
Are we living under that calling?
这不仅仅关系到我们这一生在勇士里面有没有真实的价值
This not only concerns whether our life on earth will have true value in eternity
也关乎我们在地上的这一生能不能活在神的心意之中
But also whether we can live according to God's will in this life
是不是行在生命的正道之上一生蒙福
Whether we are walking on the path he has ordained, living a life of blessing.
在彼得前书二章二十一节说到，你们蒙召原是为此。
Now in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21, it says, for to this you were called.
蒙恩得救的属神的儿女啊， 我们实在是需要明白神召我们的目的。
So God's people who are saved by grace truly need to understand the purpose of God's calling.
并且我们要把我们自己摆在这个呼召之下。
And also place ourselves onto within this calling.
好像我们的一生不是空跑徒然。
So that our life is not lived in vain.
而是满了神恩典的自由。
Instead, it will be filled with the abundance of God's grace.
能够叫我们能够丰丰富富地进入我主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Being able to abundantly enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我今天想和弟兄姊妹们分享的题目。
Now this is the topic of my fellowship today.
我们蒙召原是为此。
To this, we were called.
我们先来看马太福音二十二章，我们刚刚读过的主耶稣所讲的天国的比喻。
Now let's take a look at this parable of the kingdom of heaven in the book of Matthew, chapter 22.
王为他的儿子摆设了娶亲的宴席。
A certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and set up a marriage feast.
他就打发仆人去请被召的人来赴席。
And sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding.
这里第三节说，请那些被召的人。
Now in the third verse it says, call those who were called, call those who were invited.
在希腊原文里面，逐字翻译出来应该是招那些被召的人。
Now in the original text in the Greek.It should be translated as call those who were called.
召在这里强调了两遍。
Now the word call has been emphasized twice here.
也就是说王去呼召那些预先被召的人。
That is to say that the king is going to call those who were pre-called, they were originally called.
召些蒙召的人来赴他爱子娶亲的宴席。
To attend the wedding feast of his son.
那在这个比喻中有两群人，两群蒙召的人。
Now there are two groups of people who are in this parable.
第一群是原本被召的人。
The first group who are called is the ones who are originally called.
这一群人对王的呼召是什么态度呢？
So what are the attitude towards this calling?For the first group of people.
他们一些人不理睬王的呼召，去田里，有去田里的，有做买卖的。
Some made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm and another to do his business.
其余的不但不回应王的呼召。
And the rest, not only that they didn't respond to his calling.
他们还拿住王的仆人，把他们杀了。
And then they seized his servants and then killed them.
说到这里，犹太人就知道主耶稣在说他们。
So at this point, the Jews knew that Jesus Christ is talking about them.
因为王是预表神的。
Because king represents God.
而犹太人知道他们是蒙拣选被召的人。
And the Jews knew that they are the chosen people. They are the one who are called.
而在旧约的历史里面。犹太人他们确实是他们逼迫残害了不少神的先知。
But in the history of the Old Testament, many prophets were also persecuted and mistreated by Jews.
所以犹太人听到了主耶稣的这个比喻，他们就非常的愤怒。
So the Jews heard this parable from the Lord Jesus, they were very angry.
然后他们后面轮流来试探主耶稣，想要得着把柄来陷害他。
And they took turns testing him, hoping to find something to accuse him of.
那在这个主耶稣的这个比喻中，有第二群本来不在蒙召的人之列。
Now there is the second group of people who were not among those people who were originally called.
那因着第一群原来蒙召的人，他们顽梗悖逆。
So because of the stubbornness and rebellion of the first group of those who were originally called.
王就开了一条新的路。
The king opened a new way.
叫人不论善恶都可以回应王的呼召。
So that anyone, regardless of good or evil, could respond to the king's call.
都可以成为蒙召之人来赴王子娶亲的宴席。
And become the called ones to attend the wedding banquet of the son, of prince.
那第一群原本被召的人是预表犹太人的。
Now the first group of people who were called represents the Jews.
那这后一群被召的人就预表蒙恩的外邦人。
Now the second, the latter group of people who were called represents the Gentiles.
就是我们这些凭信得着神救赎的恩典的人。
And then that is we who by faith receive God's grace and redemption.
就是我们凭着信能够进入他旨意的人。
Through faith, we can enter into His will.
我们从前算不得子民，如今算得子民。
Who once were not a people, but are now the people of God.
从前不蒙连续，如今蒙了连续。
Who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
因着神开了一条又新又活的路。
Because the Lord has opened a new living way.
我们就成了蒙召的子民。
We have become the called people.
主耶稣的话实在是属天 的启示。
So the word of Lord is truly a heavenly revelation.
只用一个非常简短的比喻，就把犹太人的历史简洁而又清楚地讲出来了。
So the Lord just used a very simple and brief parable to succinctly and accurately describe the history of the Jews.
而且更为可贵的是。
And more precious is.
神救赎的计划中非常重要的一部分
A very crucial part in God's plan of redemption
就是因着犹太人的过失救恩就临到外邦人
Through the Jews' fall, salvation has come to the Gentiles
主耶稣借着这个比喻非常清楚地告诉了众人
This has been made to known to the multitude, to all the people through this parable
我们来看主耶稣的这个天国的比喻
Now let's take a look at thisParable of Kingdom of Heaven.
我们要思想我们所蒙的召是什么。
We need to meditate what is exactly the calling we have received.
我们当怎么样回应神的呼召。
How shall we respond to this calling?
能够进入他荣耀的心意。
Enter into His glorious will.
所以在这个天国的比喻中。
So in this parable of Kingdom of Heaven.
原本蒙召的人他们不肯去赴王为他的儿子所摆设的娶亲的宴席。
Those people who were originally called were not willing to attend this wedding banquet of his son, arranged by the king.
一个人他能够蒙拣选，能够被召去参加王子的宴席，这是何等大的荣耀
！How great an honor it must be for a person to be chosen and called to attend the prince's wedding banquet.
据说美国总统的就职典礼。
It is said that the U.S. presidential inauguration ceremony.
有很多的大公司的 CEO， 他们要捐100万，他们才能够去参加。
Many CEOs of large companies have to donate $1 million to be able to attend.
有很多人想要捐钱也没有门路。
And even more people who want to donate money to attend have no chance.
一个总统的就职典礼每四年就有一次。
A presidential inauguration happens.Once every 4 years.
其实没有什么好稀罕的。
It's not really that rare.
但是因为有总统，人就是愿意付上极大的代价，挤破头想去参加。
But because there is a precedent, people are willing to pay a high price and do whatever it takes to attend.
王子的婚宴那是普天同庆。
The prince's wedding banquet is a worldwide celebration.
那是极其荣耀的盛事。
An incredibly glorious event.
能够与王和童子王子同席。
What a great to be able to sit with the king and prince.
这是何等大的荣耀。
That's such a great honor.
但是非常稀奇的是。
But what is quite strange is.
这些原本蒙召的人，他们居然不理会是王的呼召。
But those who were called actually were indifferent.
他们有人去田里，有人去做买卖。
Some went to their fields and some went to do business.
所以在他们的心目中，田里的出产、买卖的利益是比王子的婚宴更加重要的事情。
So in their minds, the profits from the fields and the business are more important than the prince's wedding banquet.
原因是什么呢
？What is the reason？
我想在这些原本蒙召的人的心中
，I think in the minds of those who were originally called，
他们虽然知道他们是被神所拣选蒙召的人
，They knew that they were called by God，
但是他们并不清楚他们所蒙的召是什么
，But not knowing what exactly the calling is，
他们也不认同王子的婚宴是他们蒙召的目的。
Or recognize or agree what is the purpose is to attend the prince's wedding banquet.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻中的王子的娶亲婚宴是指的什么呢
？So what is the prince's wedding banquet in this parable refer to？
在启示录十九章第六节到第九节。
In Revelation chapter 19, verse 6 to 9.
哈利路亚因为主我们的神全能者作王了我们要欢喜快乐将荣耀归给他因为羔羊婚喜的时候到了心腹也自己预备好了就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义天使吩咐我说你要写上凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。
Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said to me, Write this.Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb.
在这里啊，被请赴羔羊婚宴的那个被请，原文也是被召。
Now here, being invited in an original text should be being called.
耶稣基督是神独生的爱子。
Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God.
是神一切心意之所在。
The place where all of God's will is found.
他又是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
He is also the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
他为我们做了赎罪祭的羔羊。
He has become the Lamb of the sin offering.
所以主耶稣的这个比喻中，王子的婚宴。
So the wedding banquet of the prince in this parable.
就是启示录中的羔羊的婚宴。
Is the same as the wedding supper of the Lamb in Revelation.
在以弗所书五章三十一节。
In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31.
人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体这是极大的奥秘但我是指着基督和教会说的。
For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
所以羔羊的婚宴中那个心腹是指的教会说的。
So the bride in this wedding feast is refers to church.
羔羊的婚宴到了，也就是基督要再来。
When the time is up, which means Christ is coming back.
心腹也自己预备好了，是指的教会预备整齐。
His bride has made herself ready, which means the church has to make themselves ready.
教会满有基督的荣耀。迎接基督的再来。
The church will be full of glory of Christ, awaiting the return of Christ.
今天我们这些活在恩典的时代的属神的儿女，实在是有福的人。
How blessed we are as children of God, living in the age of grace.
我们原本是不蒙拣选的。
We were originally not chosen.
原本是在神的心意之外的。
Out of God's will.
我们今天蒙了极大的怜悯。
But now we have received.His great mercy.
神差遣圣灵来呼召我们赴他独生爱子的宴席。
God sent the Holy Spirit to call us to the wedding banquet of His only begotten Son.
就像王派遣他的仆人来招百姓，来赴他爱子的宴席一样。
Just as the king sent out his servants to call his people to his son's wedding feast.
圣灵来呼召我们。
The Holy Spirit is calling us.
也开启我们，让我们知道，我们蒙召是要去赴羔羊的宴席婚宴。
And open our hearts to see that why we are calling is to attend His Son's wedding feast.
但是我们会不会觉得羔羊的婚宴是一个十分遥远的一个将来要发生的一个宏伟的事件
？But do we ever feel that the wedding supper of the Lamb is grand?It's such a grand event in the distant future.
那离我们今天我们所要面对的繁碎的生活是十分的遥远。
And it's far away. It's far from the mundane details of the life we face today.
我们会不会也像那些原本被召的人一样？
Could it be that like those who are were originally called?
我们觉得神的呼召离我们实在非常的远，非常的没有什么关系。
We feel that God's calling is so far away from us and has nothing to do with us.
我们还有很多更重要的事情需要去忙。
Now we need to focus on other more important things.
感谢主，神的心意已经向我们完全的打开。
We thank the Lord that His will has been fully revealed to us.
我们蒙召赴羔羊的婚宴。
We are called to attend the wedding feast of the Lamb.
就是迎接基督的再来。
To welcome the return of Christ.
而迎接基督的再来，教会要预备整齐。
Now, to welcome the coming back of the Christ, the church has to prepare himself.
我们每一个蒙神所召的子民都是教会的肢体。
Now each one of us who are called by God are members of the body of the church.
教会要预备整齐。
The church must prepare itself.
每一个肢体都在这个预备之中。
And each member is also part of this preparation.
所以我们所蒙的召乃是成为教会建造的一份。
Therefore, the calling we have received is to be a part of the building up of the church.
能够与神所命定要在教会上所得得的基督的荣耀有份。
And to share in the glory that God intends to accomplish in the church.
而教会的建造并不是离我们很远很高的事情。
And the building up of the church is not something distant or far away from us.
因为我们就是教会的肢体。
Because we are the body, we are a member of the body of the church.
靠着基督同被建造。
In Christ, you are being built up together.
要成为神借着圣灵居住之所在。
And for a dwelling place of God and the Holy Spirit.
我们既是教会的肢体。
Now we are members of the body of the church.
教会要被建造起来。
And the church is to be built up.
每一个肢体都要被成全建造。
Now each member should be perfected and built up.
而且这个建造必须是生命的建造。
Moreover, this building up has to be a building of life.
因为肢体必须是有生命的，是连于身体的。
Because the members must be alive and connected to the body.
一个在身体之外的肢体是死的肢体。
A member outside the body is a dead member.
是十分的可怕，而且不可能成长被建造。
It is terrible and cannot be built up.
所以我们每一个肢体的生命的成长
，So each one of us, the growth of each one of us, life,
都是在一个身体的里面被联络，成为教会建造的一份。
It should be connected within one body, becoming a part of the building up of the church.
所以我们每一个我们的属灵的生命。若是在荒凉软弱之中
If our spiritual life is in a state of desolation and weakness
我们不能说只是我自己软弱冷淡退后了
I cannot say that as long as I'm weak and indifferent and restraining on my own
我不能说我不影响别人就好了
Without affecting others
在哥林多前书12章26节这里说到
Now in the first Corinthians chapter 12 verse 26.
若一个肢体受苦，众肢体都一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体都一同快乐。
And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
所以一个肢体在软弱中，整个教会都会受亏损。
If one member is in weak, the entire church is affected.
所以我们众肢体，我们需要彼此关心，相互扶持。
Therefore, all members should care for one another, support each other.
我们都要竭力追求生命的长进。
And diligently pursue the growth of life.
好叫我们与我们所蒙召的恩相称。
So that we can live a life worthy of the calling we have received.
所以我们知道了，我们所蒙的召就是在教会里同坐肢体。
Now we know that the calling we have received is to be a member of the body in the church.
一同追求生命的长进。
Pursue the growth of life altogether.
预备教会迎接基督的再来。
And getting prepared for the return of Christ.
那接下来的问题就是，蒙召追求生命长进的路在哪里？
Now the question followed is where is the path after we've called to pursue the growth of life?
在马太福音二十二章主耶稣的这个天国的比喻中。
Now in this parable of the kingdom of heaven of Jesus in book of Matthew.
原本被召的这些人，他们不理会王的呼召。
Those ones who were called by God were indifferent and ignored the calling of God.
他们甚至把王的仆人杀了。
They even killed the servants of king.
为什么原本蒙召的人却不理睬，甚至抵挡王的呼召呢？
Why would they be against the calling of the king?
So they 不明白这个呼召是什么以外。
They didn't understand what is exactly the calling is.
当王呼召人去赴王子的婚宴时，
When the king called them to attend the wedding feast of his son.
蒙召的人他有自由的拣选，他有拣选的自由。
Those ones who were called had a free choice.
他可以拣选不理睬王的呼召。
They could choose to ignore the calling of the king.
他拣选做自己认为更重要的事情。
They could choose to do the things that they think are more important.
他拣选抵挡王的呼召。
To be against the king.
他也可以拣选响应王的呼召。
Or they could choose to respond to this calling.
来走这条蒙召的路。
And walk on this calling, path of calling.
可以去赴王子的婚宴。
And to attend this wedding feast of the prince.
所以人的呼召决定了他对王人的拣选决定了他对王的呼召的态度。
So a person's choice determines their attitude toward the king's calling.
所以人的拣选也决定了他所走的路。
Also determines the path that he will walk.
所以在这个恩典的时代，圣灵呼召我们每一个蒙拣选的属神的儿女。
So in this age of grace, the Holy Spirit is calling each one of us God's children.
呼召我们来走这一条蒙召的路。
To rise and walk the path of our calling.
在马太福音二十二章第十节这里说到。
Now in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 10.
王的仆人就出到大路上，把人无论善恶都招来。
So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good.
原文是没有大这个字的，就是路。
In the original text, there is no word big, just way.
而且这个路在原文里面还有抉择的路或者生命的路的意思。
And the word way has meanings of the way of decisions and the way of life in the original text.
是和主耶稣说我是道路真理生命，那个道路是一个字。
That's the same way, same word in the sentence that said by Lord Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
所以感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神不仅开恩召我们这些本来与神无份无关的外人。
God not only graciously calls us those who areone strangers with no part of connection to him.
叫我们成为蒙召之人，可以到他的面前去。
To become his called people and come before him.
他还为我们开了一条路，是一条生命之路。
He also opened a new way for us, a way of life.
叫我们能够到他面前去。
So that we can come into his presence.
成为蒙召之人，我们也有拣选的自由。
To be called people, we also have a free choice.
我们是拣选不理睬神的呼召。
Do we choose to disregard his calling?
忙碌于我们自认为重要的事呢？
Being busy with the things that we think are important.
甚至常常消灭圣灵的感动吗？
Even constantly quenching the movement of the Holy Spirit.
就好像那些原本蒙召的人，他们杀害神的仆人一样。
Just like those who were originally called, they killed the servants of the king.
还是我们拣选响应神的呼召。
Or we choose to respond to his calling.
我们走上这条蒙召的路。
And walk on
the path of
the path of calling, the path of life.
在彼得前书二章二十一节。
In the First Peter chapter 2 verse 21.
你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
耶稣基督已经在十字架上亲自为我们成就了这条生命之路。
Christ, Jesus Christ has personally accomplished this path of life on the cross. He is the path of life. He is the path of life.
我们成为蒙召之人。
We have become the ones who are called.
我们要回应神的呼召，起来行走。
We must respond to his calling and rise and walk.
我们要走的蒙召之路，就是跟随基督的脚踪行。
The path we are called to walk is to follow his footsteps.
走基督的生命之路。
Walking the path of Christ's life.
那我们怎么知道我们是在跟随基督的脚踪走生命之路呢？
Now how do we know that we are following his footsteps and walk on the path of life?
在马太福音二十二章主耶稣的这个天国的比喻中。
Now in this parable of Jesus,
那些后来蒙召来到神的来到王的面前的人。
Now those who are called before him, come before him.
他们并不是所有的都能够与王子同坐，享受王的同在。
Not everyone can sit at the table with the prince and enjoy the presence of God.
他们中有人因为没有穿礼服。
Someone because he didn't wear the wedding garment.
他只能够在外面哀哭切齿。
He was cast out to the outer darkness, where there is weeping and the gnashing of teeth.
我们请大家注意这里。
Now let's notice this point, this place.
这个人没有穿衣服，赤身露体到王的面前，所以被赶出去吗
？So, was that person cast out because he appeared before the king without proper attire, naked or exposed?
不是的，他穿的衣服。
Not exactly. He was wearing clothes.
但是他穿的衣服不对。
But he was not wearing the right clothes.
不是王所要的衣服。
They were not what the king required.
不是在王子的婚宴上所当穿的。
Not the attire fitting for the prince's wedding feast.
也就是说，这个人他没有拒绝王的呼召。
In other words, this person didn't reject the calling of the king.
他也走到了王的面前。
He also come before the king.
但是他所穿的衣服还是从前所穿的衣服。
But the clothes that he was wearing is the old clothes that he used to wear.
衣服我们都知道是预表人外面的行为样式。
We all know that clothing represents a person's outward actions and a manner of life.
所以这个人他蒙召到了王的面前。
So this person was called before the Lord, before the king.
他所有的还是从前的旧人的样式。
But he still carried the old man in his manner.
他没有走在王的心意之中。
He was not walking on the will of king.
所以他也不能够进入王的荣耀里。
So thus could not enter into the glory of the king.
今天我们蒙召走基督生命的路。
Now today, we are called to walk on the path of Christ's life.
如果我们还是活在旧人的样式里面，
If we continue to live in the old man,
那我们显出来的还是老我的旧的生命。
Then what will be manifested is still the life of the old man.
我们凭着我们旧人的能力、喜好、性情来走这条生命的路。
If we walk,this path of life relying on the strengths, preferences, and nature of the old man.
我们也许做了很多的事情。
We may do many things.
啊，对不起。也许是很好的事情。
Even very good things.
但是基督的生命却没有成形在我们的身上。
But the life of Christ has not been formed in us.
人看到我们不过是好人。
People may see us as very good people.
是热心的人。
caring people，
是很有能耐的人
，are very capable people，
但是却看不到基督。
But they do not see Christ。
人看不到我们是一个新造的人。
They cannot see that we are a new creation。
我们来到神的面前，我们可能还自以为我们穿了不少的衣服。
We may still think that we come before God wearing many clothes。
甚至在人看来还不错的衣服。
Even clothes that appear quite good in the eyes of others。
我们自己觉得还觉得还不错。
And we might feel quite pleased with ourselves。
但是都是从旧造的生命里面出来的。
But these clothes are coming from the old nature, the old man。
我没有神所要的礼服。
And not the wedding garment that God desires。
到神光照我们的时候，我们真的是要暴愧蒙羞。
When God's light shines upon us, we will truly be ashamed and embarrassed.
到神的面前，能够与神一同坐席。
To come before God and sit at the table with the Lord.
对，不在乎我们做了多少事情。
It's not about how many things we have done.
做了什么伟大的事业。
Or what great achievements that we have made.
能够叫神的旨意成就，叫我们进入主的荣耀的里面，唯有基督的生命。
The only way to fulfill God's will and enter into the Lord's glory is through the life of Christ.
唯有基督可以叫神的心得以满足。
Only Christ can satisfy the heart of God.
唯有披戴基督可以让我们与王同坐席。
So only Christ can, only putting on Christ can we sit at the table with the King.
所以跟从基督的脚中走生命的路。
So to follow in the footsteps of Christ and walk on the path of life.
我们要离弃旧造的己的生命。
We must abandon the old self.
要活出新鲜活泼的基督的生命。
And live out this fresh and vibrant life, new life of Christ.
也就是脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Which means putting off the new old man.Putting off the old man and putting on the new man.
当然我在这里我也不是说我们信主了我们什么都不做。
I'm not saying that we should not do anything after we've been saved.
我们如果不服侍我们里面旧造的生命就显不出来。
If we do not serve him, if we do not serve him, the old man will never be manifested.
一个不服侍的人他的问题不是穿的衣服对不对的问题。
Now, one who doesn't serve, the problem is not whether he is wearing the proper clothes.
一个不服侍的人，他到了神的面前，他是赤身露体的问题。
For a person who is not serving, his problem is when he comes before the Lord, he is exposed naked.
他恐怕更加要暴愧蒙羞了。
He will be more ashamed and embarrassed.
在彼得前书二章二十四节。
In the First Peter chapter 2 verse 24,
他被挂在木头上，亲自担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness.
彼得前书在这里告诉我们。
Now First Peter tells us here,
脱去旧人，穿上新人。我们要经历十字架的工作。
To put off the old man and put on the new man, we must experience the work of the cross.
要在罪上死，得以在义上活。
To die to sins and live for righteousness.
我们里面旧人的生命是属肉体的。
The life of the old man within us is fleshly.
是被世界的灵利用来辖制我们的。
Which is controlled by the spirit of the world.To manipulate us.
虽然我们得救了，主耶稣的宝血已经把我们的罪全部都除尽。
So when we were saved, the precious blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed our sins.
但是我们里面的肉体的顽梗，常常的辖制我们，阻拦我们跟从主。
But the stubbornness of the flesh within us often hinders us from following in His footsteps.
叫我们仍然常常被外面的罪恶各犯所辖制
causing us to be continually controlled by sin and transgressions.
我们需要经过十字架的对付
We need to go through the dealing of the cross.
让十字架除去我们肉体的顽梗。
To remove the stubbornness of the flesh.
在罪上死，像义活过来。
Dying to sin and being made to alive to righteousness.
叫罪恶过犯不能再辖制我们。
So that sin and transgressions no longer have dominion over us.
在我们的生活中有一些罪是明显的。
Now in our lives, there are some sins that are obvious.
比如骄傲的心。嫉妒的心
such as a prideful heart or jealousy,
凶恶的话语
harsh words,
谎言
lies,
等等，这些都是从旧造的那个肉体的污秽里面出来的。
And then, so on, those are coming from the old nature.
很明显，一出来马上要对付。
It is obvious that we have to immediately deal with them when they come out.
但是有一些罪是没有那么明显的。
But there are some, also some things that are not so obvious.
圣经这样说，就好像随后跟着到了审判台前。
The Bible says it's like being followed to the judgment seat.
换句话说，就是我们到了审判台前，主光照才我们才显明出来，我们才看到。
In other words, it's coming before the judgment seat of Christ, where the Lord's light will reveal it.
比如说焦虑
For example, anxiety.
我们可能不觉得焦虑是一种罪。
We may not think of anxiety as a sin.
可是焦虑是出于肉体的顽梗。
But anxiety does come from the stubbornness of the flesh.
世界的灵用焦虑来辖制我们。
The spirit of the world, uses anxiety to control us.
叫我们软弱，不能够信靠主。
So that we are make us weak.And unable to trust in and rely on the Lord.
在我们养育儿女的过程中，是不是常常有从肉体而来的焦虑来辖制我们？
So in the process of raising children, we often experience anxiety from the flesh that disturbs us.
我们跟同事聊天的时候
，When we were chatting with my colleagues,
我们发现我们的同事的孩子好厉害啊。
We may realize and then discover that their children are doing a very good job.
AP 课选了十七八门。
They are taking 17 to 18 AP courses.
课外活动从体育、音乐、计算机、AI、机器人到社会活动，样样精通。
And they are excelling in an extracurricular activities ranging from sports, music, and the computers to AI, robotics, and social activities.
哦，都得了好多奖啊
！And they have won a lot of awards.
哇，现在的孩子不得了啊
！Oh, they're the children in nowadays is amazing.
我说实在也挺可怜的。
But truly, they are very poor.
那我的孩子呢
？How about my kids?
AP 课选了只有几门。
They only have taken a few AP courses.
课外活动一两个。
One or two, just a couple of extracurricular activities.
只凭兴趣，也没得什么奖。
Just based on interest, never won any awards.
我们一比，心里面是不是就一下子焦虑就来了
？When we are doing this comparison, the anxiety will come out.
那我的孩子以后申请大学怎么办
？What shall we do when it comes to applying for colleges?
这个焦虑在里面一下子就抓住我们的心了。
Now this anxiety will control and capture our hearts.
在以赛亚书五十一章十三节那里。
In Isaiah chapter 51 verse 13.
神责备他的百姓，因着欺压者的暴怒，整天害怕。
God rebukes his people for living in constant terror every day because of the wrath of the oppressor.
在养育儿女的过程中，我们会不会也是这样？
Is it the same in raising our children?
肉体被世界的风潮所引动。
Our flesh can be stirred and led by the trends of the world.
以至于我们整天焦虑害怕。
Leading us to be anxious and fearful every day.
我们实在是需要十字架的工作坐在我们的身上。
Now we truly need the work of cross to be done in us.
叫我们离弃世界的法则。
To help us forsake the principles of the world.
开我们里面的眼睛，叫我们看见神宝贵的应许。
To open our inner eyes to see God's precious promises.
义人必不背弃。
I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
他的后裔必不自讨饭。
Or their children begging bread.
叫我们的孩子在这个世界蒙在世蒙福，站立得稳的。
So for our children to be able to stand firm and be blessed in this world.
不是 AP 学了几门。
It's not about how many AP courses he has taken.
不是课外活动拿了多少奖。
Or how many awards they've won in his extracurricular activities.
乃是他和神之间有没有建立真实的关系。
It's about whether they have established a real personal relationship with our God.
他有没有认识神，经历神？
Does he know God, experience God?
他有没有敬畏神的心？
Or have a heart which fears the Lord?
哦，求主来怜悯我们。
Oh Lord, may you have mercy on us.
十字架除去我们里面肉体的顽梗。
May the cross remove the stubbornness of our flesh.
叫我们能够站在神公义的稳固地位上。
And establish us firmly in your righteousness.
让我们不受这些从肉体里面出来的罪的辖制。
So that we are no longer controlled by the sins that come from our flesh.
在彼得前书二章二十五节。
Now in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 25.
你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们魂的牧人监督了。
For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned.To the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
跟随基督的脚踪走生命的路。
To follow in the footsteps of Christ and walk on the path of life.
我们的魂，也就是我们的思想、情感、意志，要归入主的监督之下。
Now our souls, which is our thoughts, emotions, and will, must come under the Lord's supervision.
就好像羊在牧人的手下一样。
Just as sheep.Or under the shepherd's hand, shepherd's care.
我们的思想、情感、意志是受谁支配？
Now our thoughts, emotions, and where, who are they governed by?
若是受世界的灵所支配，
If they are governed by the spirit of the world,
那我们就被这个世界的风潮所引动，飘来飘去。
Then we will be tossed and turned by the trends of the world.
就好像迷途的羊。
Just like those lost sheep, running here
and there.
They will run here and there to find the grass to eat.
不知道自己的供应在哪里。
Not knowing where their provision comes from.
我们日用的饮食是不是从主那里来的？
Isn't the food we eat every day a provision that comes from the Lord?
是不是主的供应？
Isn't his the provision from the Lord?
这不仅指的我们身体外面的需要。
This not only refers to the external needs of our body,
更加也是指的我们里面的需要。
But also the needs of our souls.
这个世界上有很多精彩的所谓的精神食粮可以满足我们魂的需要。
There are many so-called sources of spiritual nourishment in the world.
韩剧、日剧、美剧、宫廷剧。
That can satisfy our souls, such as K-dramas, J-dramas, American shows, and then historical dramas.
各种的新闻、政治、文学、经济。
Various news, politics, economics, literature, science.
科学、哲学。
And the philosophy.
宗教学。
And the religions.
应有尽有，琳琅满目。
Everything is available to meet our soul's needs.
可以满足我们魂的需要。
They can fill, meet our soul's needs.
可以把我们的时间塞得满满的。
Filling our time completely.
归入主的监督。
Return to the Lord's supervision.
我们的魂要被基督来支配。
Our souls must be governed by Christ.
我们不在主以外去寻找供应。
Not seeking provision outside of him.
我们一切的所需，我们要从主那里来得。
Our needs must come from the Lord.
羊群怎样跟从仰赖牧人
？Just as the sheep follow and rely on the shepherd.
我们也当怎样跟从仰赖基督
？We are to follow and rely on Christ.
我们每日的所需是主赐给我们的吗
？Is it the Lord who provides for our daily needs?
主的话语进到我们的心中，是不是叫我们的心欢喜，灵快乐？
And when his words enter into our hearts, does it make our hearts rejoice and our spirits glad?
我们是蒙召之人。
We are called ones.
我们的魂的满足要被灵里面的需要来支配。
And then the satisfaction of our souls should be governed by the needs of our spirit.
哦，求神怜悯我们。
Oh Lord, have mercy on us.
加添我们里面对他的话语的渴慕。
Increase our longing for your word.
开启我们里面的灵。
Open our inner spirits.
叫神的话语一进到我们的心中。
And then when your word enter into our hearts,
就比蜂房下地的蜜还要甘甜。
It will be sweeter than the honey from the honeycomb.
满足我们每日的所需。
Satisfying our every need each day.
归入主的监督，就是活在基督的权柄之下。
Now to return to the supervision of the Lord is to live under the authority of Christ.
我们的魂需要被圣灵来管制。
Our souls need to be governed by the Holy Spirit.
在这个恩典的时代里
In this age of grace,
圣灵可以随时随地在我们每一个蒙恩得救的儿女们的心中来向我们来说话
The Holy Spirit can speak to each one of us He's redeemed the children at any time and in any place
在我们每一天的生活的里面
In our daily lives
在我们的工作学习中家庭里
In our work and studies and at home
在教会侍奉的方方面面
and in every aspect of our service in church
圣灵都可以来约束我们来引导我们
the Holy Spirit can restrain and guide us
我们的每一个经历
so every experience we have
哪怕是很小的一点点的一点一滴的很小的经历
even the smallest moments in life
都可以成为跟从主的经历
Can become an experience of following the Lord.
能不能够成为跟从主的经历
Whether or not it can become the experience of following the Lord.
关键是在于我们的魂有没有受圣灵的管制
The key lies in whether our souls can be governed and restrained by the Holy Spirit.
我们的思想、情感、意念有没有被圣灵管制
And whether our thoughts, emotions, and will are controlled and constrained by the Holy Spirit.
若是我们的魂不受管制
If our souls are not governed by the Holy Spirit,
那我们就像迷路的羊
We will be like sheep without a shepherd.
缺乏保护，常常惧怕
The lost sheep lacking protection and always be fearful.
很容易落在仇敌的网络的里面被苦害
Easily falling into the enemy's snares and suffering harm.
比如在家庭的里面
For example, in our families,
我们的魂若是不受管制不受约束的话
If our souls are not restrained,
我们的思想意念就常常的被仇敌搅扰
Then our thoughts and minds will be often disturbed by the enemy.
我们口中所出的话语就常常成为伤人的利器
The words that come out of our mouth can become weapons that hurt others.
在我们的家中就有许多的破口被仇敌趁机 来侵害
And the family can experience many breaches that the enemy can use as an opportunity to attack
我们实在需要让圣灵来管制 来约束我们的魂
We truly need to allow the Holy Spirit to govern our souls
圣灵如果提醒我们说停了不要再说
When the Holy Spirit reminds us stop, do not say anymore
我们就要住口
Then we must shut our mouth.
圣灵告诉我们说，不要再用负面的思想、情绪去揣摩对方。
Now, when the Holy Spirit tells us not to entertain negative thoughts and emotions about others,
那我们就赶快停下我们里面的思绪。
Then we must immediately stop those thoughts.
我们转去祷告、赞美神。
And then turn to prayers, praising the Lord.
对不起。叫里面我们里面的那个负面的思绪从我里面出去
，so that the negative thoughts leave us.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not quench the spirit.
让圣灵来管理，来约束我们的思想、情感、意志。
Let the Holy Spirit supervise and govern our thoughts, emotions, and will.
基督就能在我们的生命中掌权。
so that Christ can reign in our lives.
让我们能够越来越多地活出基督属天生命的性情。
And we increasingly live out Christ's heavenly nature.
在以赛亚书41:9-10
In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 9 to 10.
你是我从地极所领来的，从地角所招来的。
You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest regions.
第十节，我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
Verse 10, I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
我们都是同盟天操的圣洁弟兄姊妹。
We are all holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
神召我们一同来走这条属天生命的道路。
God has called us to walk on the path of heavenly life.
来赴他爱子的婚宴。
To attend the banquet of his son.
我们需要，我们实在需要让十字架来对付我们里面的肉体。
We truly need to allow the cross to deal with our flesh within us.
十字架的工作做成在我们身上，叫我们脱下罪人，脱下旧人，穿上新人。
The work of cross can be completed in us so that we can put off the old man and put on the new man.
让神的话语来满足我们每日的所需。
May God's word to satisfy our daily needs.
让圣灵来管制我们里面的思想、情感、意念。
Let the Holy Spirit govern our thoughts, emotions, and wills.
好，叫我们能够那一天能够欢欢喜喜的与基督同坐席。
Enabling us to joyfully sit with Christ at the table and enter in with the table with God.
能够进入神属天的荣耀。
So that we can enter into His heavenly glory.
神应许我们说。
God promises us.
他必坚固我们，帮助我们。
He will strengthen us. He will help us.
他必用他大能的膀臂，他公义的膀臂来扶持我们。
And support us with His mighty arms.
他要叫我们这些蒙召之人成为有福之人。
And then make.So that we are the caught ones may become blessed people.
让我们可以欢欢喜喜的来走这条通向生命丰盛的道路，生命之路。
And joyfully walking on the path that leads to the abundant life.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's have a note prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你向着我们的恩召有何等大的指望。
The calling that you have set for us has such a great hope.
你在你的圣徒中的基业有何等大的荣耀。
And the inheritance that you have set in your people has such a big glory.
把我们招出来。
把我们
进入一个身体的里面
enter into one body,
好叫我们能够成为同盟天操的圣洁弟兄
so that we can be all as called holy brethren,
我们能够同奔天路
walk on the path of heaven,
能走这条通向生命丰盛的道路
and walk on the path which leading to the abundant life,
好你要叫我们的生命好能够叫基督的生命在我们的里面能够成形
so that the life of Christ can be formed in us
好叫我们能够披戴基督
so that we can carry Christ
能够到主的面前能够与你同坐席
come before you and sit on the same table with you
好主啊你在我们身上的心意是何等的纯全
what a complete will that you have on us
好愿我们每一个蒙天召 的儿女都能够谦卑在你的面前。
May each one of us, the called children of God, can humble ourselves before you.
让荣耀的工作能够做成在你的儿女们的身上。
May your glorious work can be done in your children.
让我们能够进入你的荣耀里。
So that we can enter into your glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.